Text, Hallmark Channel presents Crown Media Productions. A Christmas Story book opens. Title page, Christmas in Evergreen. Next page, letters to Santa. Next page, a landscape. Next page, a city scene. Santa's hand shakes a finger at the book and it returns to the first page.
Deep in the valleys of Vermont, there's a town called Evergreen. Where?
Pages flip.
Now, storybook, let's not rush things. I was just getting to that.
They flip back.
Our story starts in a city that's not so far away. A place bustling with the busy rush of Christmas shoppers.
Credits: Jill Wagner, Mark Declan, Andrew Francis, Lucia Bernard, Colin Lawrence. Special appearance by Ashley Williams, with Barbara Niven. A woman decorates a Christmas tree in a store. A co-worker answers her query.
Does this line up?
Yeah, perfectly.
Ah, I've got to start over.
Oh, good. I thought we were actually going to be done in time to get dinner.
You know, symmetry is just...
Lazy design. Yes, I know.
Yep.
The man finishes an arrangement.
Note to self, when we open our own store, everything is going to have to be just slightly off-kilter.
Yet impeccably designed.
And locally sourced.
Mm-hmm. She really does look great.
Yeah. Yeah, it does.
Hey, do you think we need a second tree back there?
You know what? I was just thinking that. I mean, it would pull the eye of the customer back that way.
Yeah, and that's where the most expensive items are.
We'll get a second tree.
Second tree.
Yeah. Oh, there's Polly.
An older woman waves from outside the doors.
Hi.
Hello.
Come on in.
It looks amazing in here. Oh, my gosh.
Yeah, we pulled the counter to the side of the store.
Which opens up the flow from the door to the rest of the store.
And you redesigned the entire shelving unit. It looks great over there. Oh, my. And to top it all off, you decorated for Christmas. Is that a partridge?
In a pear tree. Yes, it is. And we have 2 turtle doves, 3 French hens, 4 calling birds, and 5 golden rings.
Oh.
It's just a little service that we throw in for jobs this time of year.
You two are the best at redesigning stores like this. Have you ever thought of opening your own store?
Well, in fact,
eventually. Yes.
Eventually.
Yes.
Well, you know I'm expanding, right? I plan to open 3 new stores in the new year.
Wow, that's great. What are you thinking?
I was still searching for locations, but I would love to have your expertise in designing them. If you're free for more work.
Oh, yes.
Yeah.
we would love to help in any way we can.
Wonderful. Oh, my goodness, look at this.
Bye, Polly.
See ya.
They walk from the store onto a city street.
If we keep getting work at this rate, we'll be able to open up our own store in less than 2 years.
Yeah, the very best in home decoration and design. Custom kitchenware, fixtures, design accessories, everything you need to turn your house into a home. What?
Nothing, it's just, I love what we do. We get to travel around and redesign spaces and...
I know. But I mean, hey, we've been together through every business decision, every terrible date.
Look, all I'm saying is that I'm just not sure I'm ready to put down roots and stay in one place.
Speaking of which, someone has their final New Year's resolution from last year to take care of, and time is ticking.
Oh.
Hey, every year we make these resolution lists, and every year you have the same goal.
I know, visit my hometown for Christmas. I know. But what if it's not the same as I remember as a kid?
Well, then either way, you'll have crossed off your list.
But I was just thinking that maybe I should wait for my parents to go.
But your parents are in Europe and working. Now you can go back to your hometown.
She brings up a photo on her phone.
Let me show you. Look. That's what it is.
Yeah, it's gorgeous.
Cute.
Yeah. Okay, come on. Drive off to this almost real-life Santa's village, take a quick look, and then come back to Boston in time for Christmas Eve dinner. And by the looks of that town, you'll be dressed up as one of Santa's elves and handing out candy canes.
You know, I think you underestimate how good I would be as one of Santa's helpers.
I don't think I am. Now get on the road. Have fun. Enjoy. Hey, what's the name of the town again?
Evergreen.
She drives along snow-lined roads.
It's the season to be jolly. La 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 la. Don we now our gay apparel. La 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 la. Troll the ancient Yuletide carol. La 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 la.
She pulls up behind a red truck stopped on the side of the road.
Are you having trouble with your truck?
Oh, it's not my truck.
Was it stolen?
No, it's on loan from a friend.
You broke your friend's truck?
I didn't break it. It was already...
Hey, it looks to me like it...
you're just messing with me.
I am. No, seriously. Can I do something to help?
How are you with old engines?
Astonishingly good.
Really?
Yeah.
Okay.
Thank you.
She looks under the hood.
Okay. All right, what do we got here? Have you tried this?
Yep.
What about this?
Twice.
Bet you have not.
Yeah, I tried that. Didn't seem to work.
Okay. All right.
She tightens something with his wrench and hands it back to him.
Mind if I try to start it?
Yeah, go for it.
It's a beautiful truck.
Yeah, isn't it?
Yeah.
Inside the truck, she notices an application for employment at a logging company and a box of vegetables.
All right.
Oh, hold on a second.
Yeah.
Okay, try it again.
Hey, teamwork.
Yeah. Although I contend I did most of the work and most of that before you got here.
That is fair. However, had I not come along, you'd still be standing here with your little feet in the snow.
Also fair. You, heading into Evergreen?
Am I that obvious? Christmas tourist? Snow globe.
No, lucky guess. It's the only road in and out of town.
Oh.
Yeah.
Oh, well, yeah, there's that, huh?
There is that. Thanks.
You're welcome. Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas and all that.
He watches her walk back to her car.
Welcome to Evergreen.
Thanks.
She beeps as she drives past. She passes a sign with Santa that reads, "Welcome to Evergreen." She parks on Main Street, which is busy with pedestrians. She sees a girl shake a snow globe. She turns and finds herself in front of Daisy's Country Store. The windows are dark and empty, and a sign hangs in the door, "Sorry, we're closed." She imagines the store years ago with Christmas window displays and garland. Now, Lisa as a child writes a letter in the store. Daisy hands out candy canes.
Santa, this year for Christmas, I would like...
I seem to give more candy canes away every year. I remember when your parents would come in for them. There you go. Did you write your Christmas letter to Santa?
Yes.
Oh, thanks for coming, Henry. The storeroom shelf needs a little patch.
Sure thing, Daisy.
At the counter, Lisa gives her letter to Daisy.
Did you put your truest Christmas wish in your letter?
Maybe.
Are you sure I can read it? Dear Santa, this year for Christmas, I want to have Christmas in Evergreen every year. Is that your truest wish?
Well, we're moving away, and I'm excited, but I love Evergreen, so...
Lisa, what about this? What if instead of saying, you'd like to have Christmas in Evergreen every year, you'd like to have Christmas like it is in Evergreen? That way, wherever you go, you can always feel the warmth of home. Every year.
Lisa nods. Daisy writes every year on the letter and shows it to Lisa. They smile at each other, and Daisy drops it in a mailbox with a sign that reads, "Letters to Santa." Back in present day, Lisa approaches a woman setting a sign outside a cafe.
Excuse me, could you tell me what happened to Daisy's store?
Oh... It closed a little over a year ago.
Oh, it's a shame. I love that place.
Truly, it was the anchor of town. Made of joy, that place.
Yeah. And Daisy?
Daisy passed away this year.
Oh. Oh, I'm sorry.
Well, did you know her?
Only
sort of. I mean, I was actually born here, but then we moved away when I was about 7.
You probably went to kindergarten with my daughter, Allie. Always wore pigtails, always chasing animals.
Oddly enough, I do have a memory of that, yes. Lisa Palmer.
Palmer, were your parents scientists? No, military, right?
Right, on both accounts. Wow, you have a great memory.
I'm Carol, and this is my husband, Joe. We own the Kringle Kitchen.
Hi.
Nice to meet you. Oh, you guys own the Kringle Kitchen. Love this place. And the snow globe's still here.
Oh, it sure is. Granting wishes by the dozen. We get a lot of people from all over coming to our Christmas Eve festival. Ah, Kevin.
Hey.
My vegetables.
Yes.
Hey, sorry I'm late, Joe. Had to deliver a few more trees. I'll take these in.
Oh, sure.
Lisa, this is Kevin.
We met on the road. She is an astonishingly good mechanic.
I gave him a little help with the truck.
It was my dad's. Now it belongs to my daughter.
She's in Florida visiting her boyfriend's family. Come back for dinner.
Yeah, I will.
Okay.
See you, Joe. See you later, girl.
Gotta stop running into each other like this.
Yep.
Townspeople are gonna start to talk.
Oh, that's what they do best. Well, that and harmonize the last 3 bars of any Christmas carol. See ya.
Bye.
Christmas decorations and an elegant Christmas place setting are featured in the restaurant Lisa walks into.
Oh, I meant to get those up.
No worries. They're gorgeous. Are they hand-blown?
Yeah.
Did you make them?
I did.
Wow. Thank you. I'm Megan.
Nice to meet you. I actually have a reservation.
Lisa Palmer.
Yeah.
You'll be in room 8. I'm Hannah, by the way.
Hi, Hannah. Nice to meet you.
Oh, good. You brought the tree.
Oh, wow.
Kevin brings in the tree.
Seriously?
It's getting a little weird.
Yeah. I don't know who's following who. Oh, I'll get this tree set up for you.
Thank you.
Ma'am.
Sir.
So, you've met Kevin already?
Yeah. 3 times today.
Now at night, Lisa parks on Main Street and looks at Daisy's store again. Daisy hands a bag to Lisa as a child.
All packed up? Why so sad? You're on your way to a new home, and that's an awfully big adventure.
But I don't want a new home. How will Santa know how to find us?
Oh, Lisa, Santa knows how to find all boys and girls. No matter where you go, Christmas will find you. You have a good trip, mind your parents, and come back to visit us soon, okay? Off you go.
Daisy closes the door of the red car Lisa gets into. Present-day Lisa tucks her hair behind her ear. Now at the restaurant, Carol welcomes Lisa to a table with 2 others.
Oh, hey, Lisa. I didn't want you to have to eat alone.
Oh, you're so sweet.
I hear you went to elementary school here.
Yeah.
I'm actually the principal of the elementary school now.
Oh, I'm Michelle.
Cool.
And this is...
Ezra. I'm the mayor of Evergreen.
Nice to meet you. Wow, the mayor. Well, I have to tell you, your little town is the dictionary definition of charming. It is really great.
Well, let's hope we can keep it that way.
Ezra,
why would you say that?
Sorry, I've been distracted. Trying to get the general store sold has been weighing on me.
Ezra, no business at the dinner table. There is no stress in the Kringle Kitchen.
Unless we get the general store sold, we could end up with a chain store or fast food. It would put smaller places like this out of business. Our tourism trade could dry up. But mainly, Evergreen wouldn't be so evergreen.
And who owns Daisy's store now?
I do. Daisy was my godmother.
Oh, sorry.
Anyway, looking to sell it.
No, let me just take a look at something. Well, it could use a good staging.
Staging?
Staging. It's like when you're going to sell a house, you add furniture and paint a few walls just to make it more attractive to the potential buyer.
Could you do that to a store?
Yeah.
Pointing at a fallen rafter.
During an early snowstorm, the roof practically caved in.
We're gonna have to fix that beam. Oh, we need to brighten the place up. Get some Christmas decorations if you want to sell it that quickly.
Quick is what we're after. If I can't sell by the end of the year, the store's going back to the bank. And they've already said that they'd repossess it.
She pushes at some dust.
I won't lie. I mean, it's not gonna be easy. But I have seen places in worse conditions turn around on tighter schedules. All right. Tell you what I'll do. Point me in the direction of your town's best contractor. I'll get this place fixed up and ready to sell by Christmas.
Kevin is a contractor.
Of course he is.
But he's only in town for a week, staying with his dad.
Well, I mean, I don't really need more than a week, I don't think.
Mm. Well, he's good. Very precise.
Lisa flags him down.
Kevin! Hi. Let's just say that I was getting ready to start a project and I needed someone handy with tools.
What? Are you gonna buy Daisy's store?
No. I'm just gonna fix it up for Christmas and get it ready for a buyer.
No. Just throwing up a few decorations won't help. The place needs a lot of work.
I know, which is why I need someone to help me do that.
And you think I'm your man?
Well, I have no idea if you're my man, but I'm willing to bet that you care about this place just as much as any of these other people.
I do. Why do you care?
She looks around, then clasps her hands.
Because I have some pretty special memories here, too. Look, take a week and help me do this.
I'm sorry, I get it. Look, it's not enough time to get it done right.
What are you talking about? Of course you have enough time. I mean, I have tons of experience, and I'm sure that you have some experience too, right?
Yeah, I started off doing freelance construction gigs. Over time, people realized I was pretty good at leading a team. You know, good eye for detail, that kind of thing. And after a while, word got around, now I get calls from all over. People bring me in as a kind of foreman for hire. Just finished a library in Denver.
See? You're perfect for this. Okay.
But look, even if you had a whole fleet of magical helpers...
Which I don't, but I'm willing to bet that you know some people...
Yeah, who I'd have a hard time getting to work over the holidays.
Not if you told them that it's a Christmas gift for the entire town.
You are really persistent.
Yes, I am. I am.
Okay, so then what's in it for you, if you don't mind me asking?
I don't know. I guess it just feels like something I should do.
And plus, I was told that you are the best contractor in this town.
I am the only contractor in this town.
Yeah, there is that. Look, I can promise you we will be fast.
No. If we're going to do this, it can't be rushed or thrown together.
Oh, no. Not rushed or thrown together. We will work fast, but smart. Deal?
She smiles broadly and extends her hand, and he finally shakes.
Deal.
The storybook page turns. A Christmas food cart with sign, Hot Cocoa.
What can I get for you?
Good morning. I would love a peppermint hot cocoa, please.
Right in on the Christmas spirit. Good for you. What can I get for you, Kevin?
Oh, coffee, just black. Please.
What? 'Tis the season, Kevin.
Yeah, a little.
Okay, fine. Coffee with whipped cream.
Caramel?
No. Wait, yes? Yes, please.
Okay, so I want to get some decorations, and I would love to stop by a Christmas tree lot. Do you guys have one of those?
We have five.
You have five?
Yeah, it's going to be a tough choice, but I'm probably going to push for the one my dad runs.
Yeah, I think that's pretty much a safe bet.
Yeah, he'll appreciate that.
And you know what? I was thinking we could use a tree on the outside and then a smaller one on the inside.
Don't you think two trees is a bit much?
Ambition is the key to success.
And here you go. Merry Christmas.
Well, Merry Christmas to you.
Thanks, Joe.
Thank you. All right, and first things first, we need a good window display and supplies.
I got a guy.
Mm-hmm. Okay, so I'd like to get some pine garland. Lots of white paint.
Sure.
And some wainscoting. Mm-hmm.
a box of metal pieces.
Don't you just love how hardware stores have these boxes full of stuff they just don't know what to do with?
Oh, yeah, I try to read these wherever I go.
You do, too?
Yeah.
I love it. You never know what you're going to find.
What are all these keys?
Well, we don't know what they actually go to, but, you know, every time you throw out a key, you find a lock that it might fit.
A large skeleton key with a letter S in the head.
What about this one?
Been here long before my day. But look, anything you find here in these boxes for a nickel apiece.
Are you sure?
Christmas discount. Yeah.
Deal.
Kevin and Lisa decorate the outside of the general store. At the cafe, Carol and Michelle work together.
It was sweet together.
Yeah.
Don't go stirring the pot, Carol.
I do not stir the pot, Joe.
Carol Shaw. You tried to set me up with no less than three people last year alone.
Yes. But I stopped as soon as you told me you weren't interested.
Yeah, right.
Hey, guys.
Hey, welcome back.
Yeah, you remember my brother Thomas and my nephew David?
Oh, yes, of course. Thomas, good to have you back.
Oh, it's good to be back. You know, we missed the Kringle Kitchen and your incredible apple dumplings.
Why, thank you.
Carol rushes to introduce Thomas to Michelle.
Thomas.
Oh.
Have you met Michelle?
Oh, the famous Michelle. Kind of talks about you all the time, and you know, somehow we haven't met.
Yeah, always miss each other when you're in town, I guess. Yeah.
Oh, nice to meet you.
Nice to meet you.
Well, come on, take your coat off and have a seat right next to Michelle. And let's bring this table over here and get you all cozy, too.
It's good. It's just not perfect yet. It's been all right. Now it's easy.
So, Thomas,
correct me if I'm wrong, but you and David spend Christmas here every other year, right?
Yes, my ex-wife and I, we trade off Christmases, yeah.
I see.
Carol pats Michelle on the shoulder.
Oh.
Lisa enters.
Hey, Lisa.
Hey.
Why don't you come join us? This is my brother Thomas and my nephew David.
Hi, it's nice to meet you.
Hi.
So how's the store update coming?
Oh, well, it's a work in progress. We're getting there.
What's that?
This is a key that Kevin and I found at the hardware store. Still haven't found a place to put it, though.
Where does it go to?
Well, now that is a very, very good question. I don't know, it could go to anything in this town, really. It's kind of like a little puzzle.
Well, how are you going to figure it out? It sounds like you'd have to try every keyhole in town.
Oh, right? I mean, sounds like a lot of work, huh? I mean, just imagine all the locks that this key could open.
I just wish I had somebody that would maybe be...
Wait a minute, would you want to try it?
Yes.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Okay.
I mean, can I?
Yeah, go for it.
All right, there you go. Good luck.
Whoa. Thank you.
You're welcome.
Well, should we start in Hannah?
Me?
Maybe we start in Town Hall. Hot apple dumplings.
Oh.
No calories.
Yes.
Oh, Carol, I need to ask you something. So Kevin and I thought it might be a good idea to keep this safe.
Oh.
So we were hoping that maybe you would let us keep it over here.
We'll find room, of course.
A letter falls from the Letters to Santa mailbox.
Oh, what's this? Looks like it's a letter to Santa. Maybe it got stuck under there. It's old, though.
You gonna read it?
Well, I mean, that's someone's Christmas wish.
Yeah.
I would definitely open it.
Looks like it's already open.
Well, yeah, it's open, but it's a matter not whether we read it or we don't.
All in favor?
Oh.
Come on.
Okay. All right. Let's see. It's tight.
Oh, it's cool.
And it's dated.
That's 25 years old. That's been in that store that long.
Wow. Okay, it says, Dear Santa, this year I wanted Chris. Oh, wait a minute. It looks like some of the letters didn't work very well in the typewriter, the H and the J.
Right.
Okay, so let me try this again.
Okay.
Dear Santa, this year I just want Christmas like it used to be. I'm sure you know it's been a tough year. It would be nice to have Christmas like it used to be, with the candles and the carols and the bells. This Christmas, just this once, I want it to go back to the way it was. Best wishes, KM.
Who's KM?
Kevin Miller. And the candles and the carols and the bells, well, what is that talking about?
Yeah, that's all the stuff we used to do in the town. And before Daisy was the main Christmas event planner, Ruth Miller was.
And Ruth Miller is?
Was Kevin's mom.
And this letter never made it to Santa.
No, it didn't.
They all look out the window at Kevin, still decorating. Now inside a church with boxes of decorations.
Usually out managing a job until just before Christmas, so... Oh, hey, guys.
Oh, hey.
Oh, hey.
Hey. What is all this stuff?
Every year at the Christmas festival, we have a local arts and crafts fair. Yeah, and we bring all of our stuff down here before we set up the booths. Like, these are my hats.
Cute.
That's nice. There's a lot of good stuff in here.
Mm-hmm. This is one of the oldest buildings in Evergreen. I've tried the key on all the locks. So far, nothing.
Mm.
Wow.
Oh, beautiful.
Yeah. Daisy always wanted to get these bells working again. Yeah, my dad tried for a while. Nobody knows exactly what's wrong with the mechanism.
Come on in, Hannah. Let's go see if the people at the bank know.
See you guys later,
guys. See you guys.
Bye.
They leave Kevin and Lisa.
You remember the bells ringing?
Oh. That was so long ago.
Yeah.
It's all hazy. We moved around to so many towns. I mean, they kind of all blend together. However, I do remember Evergreen the most. Yeah, I remember the snow globe and the mailbox. I remember Daisy.
Oh, yeah, Daisy. She's the one who took over all the Christmas planning and the festival after my mom. Let's get these wreaths hung, huh? As soon as we get back to the store, get it done, so we can get on with our lives.
Sure. I just need to make one more stop.
Okay. Thank you, ladies.
In the kitchen of a large house.
What's going on in here? Oh, wow. Oh, it smells so good in here.
Whoa, that's a lot of cookies.
Yeah.
Want to help us?
I don't think we have time.
Well, actually, I have to ask you a question, Megan. But Kevin here, I'm sure, would like to help.
Sure.
I like your crown.
Actually, no. It is a reindeer.
Oh, a reindeer. Okay.
Yeah, I am generally terrible at decorating cookies. Yeah.
It'll only be for a few days. I just want the store to have some Christmas decorations, you know? So what I would do is I'd put these in the garlands around the door.
I mean, I have a lot of them, so you're welcome to take some.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Lisa takes a box of ornaments.
Come on in here without us. Hey, okay, ready to go.
Okay, should we head back?
Yeah.
Why would you do that?
We still have a lot of painting and decorating to do.
Isn't frosting cookies painting and decorating rolled into one?
Okay, yeah, sure.
I think he's got you there.
All right, fine. We'll do 3 cookies each, and we get out of here.
All right, deal.
Awesome.
So, how are you enjoying Evergreen?
It's very homey.
Well, you know, Evergreen has a way of keeping people in town, mostly.
Hey, I go where the work is.
Yeah, well, don't I know? I've been trying to get him for years to work on my operation at my logging site in Maine.
Maine, huh?
Yeah, I'm thinking about it.
Well, I've got some expanding to do. Trying to get a traveling man to settle into our permanent post. It's proving tricky.
I promise I'll let you know soon.
Kevin shows Lisa a beautiful cookie.
Wow.
Job's worth doing.
Oh, jingle bells, jingle bells, jingle all the way. Oh, what fun it is to ride in one horse open sleigh. Jingle bells, jingle bells, jingle all the way. Oh, what fun it is to ride in one horse open sleigh. We can jingle, baby, all the way.
How's this?
That is supposed to be an elf, right?
Yes.
Oh, yes, I am.
Thank you very much.
Thank you. Success.
Oh, hey, the guy's got the beam up and secured. Looks like we're all set.
Okay.
The sorry we're closed sign. Lisa and Kevin check out the store.
All right.
Oh.
Hey,
Hey, they did a nice job.
Yeah, they did. It looks great.
Yeah, it's terrific.
Kevin spots a hole in a cabinet.
Oh, it's not that bad. You just cover up with some plywood, a couple coats of paint.
Could be damaged on the inside, maybe the pipes.
Suppose maybe you want to open up that wall.
Oh, yeah, wouldn't you?
Well, I mean, yeah, we can't risk there being water damage, but...
It's going to be extra labor. We might have to bring in a plumber.
Do we have time for that?
If a pipe burst, it's going to take twice as long and cost twice as much.
I know. I'm agreeing with you. I'm not saying we cut corners.
Aren't you?
Well, no,
you
I'm...
Just, it seems like you are.
Wow, this place looks a lot better.
Well, I mean, we're not done
yet. That's what I wanted to see you about.
I know you had a few more days before you were ready, but the buyer called today and she said that she can only look at the place tomorrow.
Tomorrow? No, Ezra, there are repairs we've got to take care of before we can even think about it.
I think we can.
Ezra stares at the two.
Look, I appreciate the enthusiasm. I do. I just don't see how we can.
I don't see how we can't try.
All right. All right, let's see what we can do.
I appreciate it.
Kevin exhales.
So if you just want to start on the wall, get started on the shelves.
Kevin exhales. Lisa and Kevin take off their coats and start working. He watches her cleaning shelves as he sweeps. He reaches over and clicks on the radio. They make eye contact.
Let's make the dishes. Everyone wishes. I love this time of day.
The storybook page turns. Now the red truck drives down snow-lined roads. Evergreens fill the space around them.
I still say that we need a tree indoor and outdoor.
I still say that's too many trees. Look, we get overly ambitious, we run out of time, one of them just ends up looking sloppy.
Sloppy. Mm-hmm. See your point.
The truck pulls into Henry's Christmas tree lot.
Hey, Dad. This is Lisa.
This is Lisa. Yeah, you, town this small, you can't keep anything very quiet. Nice to meet you.
Nice to meet you, Mr. Miller.
You can call me Henry.
Okay, all right, Henry. Well, Henry, you have a gorgeous barn.
Why, thank you. My wife, Ruth, and I, we used to run the whole farm, single-handedly.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Wow. Oh, look at this old typewriter.
Kevin used to pound away on this thing, despite it not working properly.
Typewriters make such great noises.
Yeah. Okay, so Henry, we need a Fraser fir.
You're in luck. Ordered too many of those, right this way. So, you're busy putting Daisy's shop together?
Well, your son here is doing all the work. I just stand around looking bossy.
Oh.
You should stop by sometime.
Yeah. Well, I'm pretty busy here, and, well, the tree's just right over here.
They follow him.
Are you coming?
Yeah.
Now they load a tree in the truck bed.
I love it. It's perfect.
I'm not perfect. It's got a bare spot on one side.
Some of them do. That's just the way trees are. You just put the bald spot in the corner.
Yeah, there is no corner. I'm putting it in front of that.
Yeah, but we could just put it in front of a wall.
Son, you know, you got the best eye of anyone I know. Makes you a great contractor, but sometimes you just got to slow down.
All right, it'll do. It's fine.
Kevin secures the tree. Now at the store.
We are in luck. Found these in the back with the ornaments.
Right.
All right. Here we go.
Thanks.
I've got some more work to do inside, unless you need me to...
No. I got it. We're going to be pressed for time as it is. And I just hope these work.
Ah, watch this.
She plugs in a string of lights.
Did you test the...
Ta-da! Magic!
Nicely done.
Here. Right. Let me help you with this.
Cool.
This can get a little tricky.
There we go.
They string the lights over the tree. She smiles at him.
So, your dad.
Yeah. We I spent a lot of time not coming home for Christmas. Mm-hmm. And I was the same without my mom. I mean, for either one of us, so
We avoided it for a long time. The past couple years I've been trying to come, trying to be here. My dad's getting older.
How's that been coming along?
Well, I can get kind of father and son about things, you know?
Yeah.
Because I was just gone for so long, we each had this idea of who the other one is. You know?
Yeah. Yeah, I do know. Everyone's always telling me they wish I'd put down some roots. That's all I ever hear. But, you know, we moved around a lot when I was a kid, and I guess that's just really what I'm used to.
Well, yeah, plus it's great to travel for work.
Right?
Right, new cities, new people.
Yeah, you get to try out all the best burgers in any given town.
Right, I do that all the time.
You do?
Yeah.
There you go.
Oh, no, we got a snack.
You just wanted...
Here, you
have
this?
Yeah, I got it on this side.
They pass the lights around and end up hand in hand for a moment.
Thanks. Come on.
I think we need a really old door.
Oh, how about Daisy's door?
That's a great idea.
Yeah, okay.
Hannah, Thomas, and David approach.
Hey, guys.
Hey.
We were just trying the key on Daisy's door and it's not working, but it looks like you could use some help.
Yes, you can definitely help Kevin with this tree.
Come on.
I have to go inside to finish up the decorations.
Dad, can you help me?
Well, you were getting way too big for this.
Here we go, on three. Pull, three.
Yeah, oh. Seriously, too big.
Hey, Kevin, listen, I've been thinking through a few things. I wanted to run something by you.
Okay.
I would have had time, I would have staged the whole store. You know, put real product on the shelf, made it look like an actual functioning store. Oh, do you have that pine spray stuff that I gave you?
Hannah sprays the air.
Hi.
Hi.
Don't mind us, just stopping in.
Hi, everyone. This is...
Nancy Redinger. It's so good to meet you.
Ezra walks in with the buyer.
Oh, hi. Hi, nice to meet you. You're... just a bit early.
Yes, and I'm sorry about that, but I wanted to make this decision before first quarter. I mean, new year, new decision. You know how it is.
Yes.
It is. Solid. I like it. Sturdy frame. Center of town location. Fresh pine smell.
Hannah hides the spray can.
We should check it out of your way.
I'll just be a few minutes. I usually get a sense of these things right away.
Hannah, Lisa, and Kevin get their coats and leave as Ezra shows the store. They watch from the cafe with the Shaws.
Looks like she's still deciding. Anyone read lips?
Mm-mm.
No. I mean, she has to see the potential, right?
This place is all potential. I'm kidding.
This is so exciting. I mean, nobody can replace Daisy.
Yeah, but it sure would be fun to run into each other at the store again.
Yes!
Anything would be better than it being turned into a parking lot or something big and bulky that changes the town forever. I mean, it's like what the letter said, what Christmas used to be.
Yeah.
What letter?
Lisa was moving the mailbox, and she found...
Yeah, and I was going to mention this to you, but I found your letter.
But my letter?
Well, I just assumed that it was from when you were a kid.
Oh, here comes Ezra.
Unfortunately, she's not going to put in an offer.
Did she say why?
She said she loved the store. It just wasn't right for her.
You have another buyer, right?
I'm afraid the other one dropped out. It's just too close to Christmas.
Kevin walks away from the table with the letter.
I was waiting for the right time to ask you about
this. I understand. This. Thank you for this.
You're welcome.
Excuse me.
He hands her the letter and leaves. Lisa watches him exit the cafe. The storybook page turns. The snowy street. Sign, Daisy's Country Store. Now on Main Street, Lisa paces in front of the store, on the phone with Oliver.
You know, maybe it was too big of a job for the time that we had here, but, you know, Kevin and I just really wanted it to work.
And now...
Well, now you'll think of something because you always do. So, cut to the chase and tell me about this guy you clearly have a crush on.
Oliver, I don't think I have a crush. I do not have a crush, okay? I mean, maybe it's... No, I do. I do. And I shouldn't. I mean, I don't live here and he doesn't live here and I don't even know if he likes me.
Well, have you asked him to do something?
Maybe it's just the season.
And I'm all caught up in the Christmas of everything.
Lisa, just ask him to do something with you. Something not work-related. If he says yes, then he likes you. If he says no, he probably still likes you.
Thank you for that very confusing advice, Oliver. Oh.
I just wish I knew what to do with the store.
Oh, Lisa, I should get this. It's Polly.
Tell her I said hey. Wait a minute. Oliver? Oh, Oliver, you're brilliant.
Ezra in the cafe.
I appreciate how hard everyone tried to help, but it just... It looks like we just don't have the resources.
I think I got us one more chance at a buyer.
What? How? Who?
Yeah, okay, well, first of all, slow down. Okay, so my partner and I have this client named Polly, and Polly is looking to expand, so we have convinced her to come to Evergreen during the Christmas festival to look at the store.
Oh, it's amazing. Great.
Before we get ahead of ourselves, I mean, there is still a lot of work to do to impress this woman. Oh, I just wish we just... That's a snow globe.
Lisa pauses and then shakes the snow globe in the cafe.
Please work.
What did you wish for?
Hold on, I thought we weren't supposed to tell our wishes.
That's what people always say.
Usually just before they tell us what they wish for. So, spill it.
I wish for a new idea. And by the way, why don't people ever tell their wishes? I think that's kind of silly. It's an important Christmas wish to you. I think you should just share it with people.
That is why we read to Santa.
Yeah. Wait a minute, what? Say that again.
We tell Santa what we want. That's why we write him letters.
That's why we write letters. Kevin's letter. That's it. The letter is the key. We use this letter to sell the store.
Wow, that snow globe works fast. So like the candlelight processional.
Yes. All of it. The candlelight processional, the carols, the bells, all of it. Everything that is in this letter, we use it. Christmas like it used to be.
That's not going to be very easy to pull off. I mean, Daisy kept some of the things, but nobody did this like Ruth.
I know. I know that. But I still think we have to try. And we can show Polly what Evergreen is really made of. Mm-hmm. Please tell me you're with me.
Yes!
Lisa pulls onto Main Street and joins Kevin on a sidewalk.
Hey.
Peppermint hot cocoa?
Wow, you remembered. Cute. It's very sweet of you.
Oh, very sweet guy.
Okay, listen, I just want to go ahead.
Listen, about yesterday, I'm sorry. I'm sorry, I left really abruptly.
No, it's not your fault.
I heard about your plan. Use the old traditions to sell the store.
Yeah?
I want to help.
You do?
Yeah. That's how Christmas is supposed to be in Evergreen.
Thank you.
Cheers.
Cheers.
Oh, there they are. Hannah, hey. She's got a great idea about the letters to Santa mailbox. Go.
So we'll continue the tradition, and we'll set it up right here on Main Street.
That's brilliant.
And then, once the store is up and running, we'll put it back in the store.
Love it. I love it. That's a great idea. Oh, and what about the choir and the caroling?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, don't worry about that. That's my baby.
Uh-huh. We're going to go set this up.
Bye, girls.
All right.
Right, I guess we should head on inside.
No, but first there's one more thing.
Ooh,
one thing.
Mysterious.
You're gonna like this.
He leads her to the bells, where his dad waits.
Yeah, I'll take a look, Kev. I worked on these bells for years, and I don't think we have all the parts.
Yeah, but the letter said it.
What was that?
Oh, nothing. I just do the best you can, Henry.
And if it doesn't work, it doesn't work.
Nick is an older man with long white mustache and beard.
Thank you so much for helping out with this.
Well, there's nowhere else we'd rather be.
Would you look at this? Daisy's old mailbox.
Hey, Nick. You know Thomas and...
Of course I know David. He and Hannah came by the hardware store the other day. How's the search for the key going?
Not great. We've tried just about everywhere.
Well, keep trying. Sometimes the best way to solve a puzzle is to step back and wait. And then a bell goes off in your head and everything makes sense.
Yeah, that makes sense.
Thomas, are you new to Evergreen?
You know, trying to be. In fact, we're thinking about branching out the logging business and setting up a place here in Evergreen.
Really? He's been talking about it for the whole day.
Wonderful. Keep up the good work. Putting the mailbox here is a wonderful idea. I'm sure that Santa will appreciate it.
Bye, Nick. Okay, here we go.
The sign says, drop your letters or thank you cards to Santa here.
Thank you cards.
Well, everyone deserves a thank you card, especially Santa.
Just a little crooked.
Perfect. They touch hands as they reach to fix the sign.
Okay, pipe's all done, and now this is finished. Just gotta let it dry.
No, that's okay. No, I appreciate it. Thank you, Sean. Bye.
Everything okay?
We'll be as soon as I find somebody to give us supplies. I mean, here's the thing. You know, I need things that would go in the store, like pillows and pretty little Santa Claus people and stockings. What are you laughing at?
You really love this.
Yes, I do really love this. You know what I love about it? I love that you can take something that no one sees the potential in and you can turn it into something beautiful, like we're doing in the store.
That's amazing. And I always see my job through this lens of, you know, what's not done yet. And I always feel like I'm behind and just getting it done. But you enjoy the process. You know, watching someone get so excited. I guess I've been ignoring the fact that that's the most interesting part. The potential.
Yeah. Hey, I gotta run over to the inn and pick up a few things. Why don't you take a break and ride with me and get some dinner?
I have a thing I have to do.
Oh.
I'm late as it is, but no. Rain check?
Yeah, you should go.
Rain check.
Yeah,
okay.
Fine.
Right.
Bye.
Lisa takes a deep breath as he leaves. Now at Megan's restaurant, beautiful decorations and elegant dishes. A crowd sits at a table, and a live trio plays music.
Hello, how are you all doing? Having fun? Enjoy!
Lisa enters.
Hey, you're just in time. Dinner's ready.
Oh, great.
Oh, come with me for a sec. Let's put up some decorations.
Okay.
Oh. Megan leads Lisa to a tree.
Hey, you're doing this all alone? Oh, everybody loves decorating a tree. I'm sure any one of those guests in there would love to help you.
Which reminds me, I should check on the new guest. He's just arrived from Boston.
Oh.
And he figured he could use a little R&R while helping out a friend.
What are you doing here?
I mean, hey, what's Christmas without my bestie?
Megan, this is Oliver.
Yes, we've met, but he didn't tell me he knew you.
I live for surprises.
I know you do.
Oh, excuse me a second.
Here, help me decorate.
Yeah, sure.
There you go. Well, you got here fast.
Oh, well, there's a shockingly adorable little train that leads right into Evergreen.
Yeah, I know the one.
Plus, you said you needed help, so.
Oh. Oliver, I do. The shelves are completely bare. I mean, the decorations look amazing. You know me. I can stage a store with no merchandise at all, but this is Polly we're talking about here. You know, she's going to expect...
Wow. Like, this is gorgeous.
Yeah, they are, aren't they?
Yeah.
She's going to expect stuff like that. Like, handmade. And...
She pauses in decorating and drags Oliver out to the chapel, where a choir rehearses.
You know what you are?
What?
You're brilliant. I have an idea.
Okay.
Here, come with me.
All right. I got my coat.
Joy to the world, the Lord is come. Let earth receive her King. Let earth receive her King.
your idea was choir practice?
Not exactly, but...
Lisa approaches Kevin.
Great job, guys. Great job. Let's take five, okay?
So good. So good.
Hi.
Hi.
Choir practice.
Yeah, I sang in high school.
So choir practice is the thing that you have to do?
I wanted to have dinner with you. I promised.
You are full of surprises, Mr. Miller.
I know. It's ridiculous.
No, it's handsome. It's cute. No.
Hey.
Hi.
Hey. I'm Oliver. I work with Lisa in Boston.
Right.
And Oliver.
Yes, you do. And this is...
Kevin. I work with Lisa here.
Huh. Hey, guys. Come here. So, I had an idea. Do you remember the other day when you brought me downstairs to the basement? And there were those boxes with the arts and crafts for the Christmas festival?
Oh, yeah. Now that we moved everything to Town Square, we're barely finding space for all the booths.
Okay. What if we put it all in Daisy's store?
Give the appearance of an actual store with customers.
Yeah, we feature local artisans.
It's great.
Love it. We have quilters, we have ornament makers, we even have a maple syrup sugar shack in town. Mm.
Well, someone show me these boxes.
You got it. Come on.
Awesome. Great idea.
Bye.
Bye.
So I guess
I should head back to the store.
Oh. Oh, yeah. Then
yeah.
I'll...
Yeah. I'll see you later.
Okay.
She watches him leave, and her smile drops. Nick asks David...
How's that key search going?
We've tried everywhere.
He's right. I'm starting to think that key doesn't go to anything in Evergreen.
Don't lose heart. I'm sure you're closer than you think.
So, what changed?
Oliver and Lisa sit together at an inn.
Well, I mean, it's not just this town. It's the people. It sounds crazy, but it feels like magic to me. It feels like home. And then there's Kevin. Oh, am I that obvious?
Just a little.
I mean, he's smart, and he's driven, and he's super talented. And he makes me laugh on more than one occasion.
Oh, wow, you do love that.
Yeah, I do love that.
Kevin approaches the inn, and from the back sees Lisa and Oliver on the sofa.
I mean, it'd be different if I was going to be in one place for more than a while, but...
You're still holding onto that grab bag and go thing, huh?
I'm just not sure I'm ready to stop traveling.
Well, no, I mean, we have some time. We have a good amount of savings, but Boston is definitely more expensive than other places.
She shifts to face Oliver, and Kevin turns away. He walks away from the inn. Kevin closes the door to the store. Lisa leaves the cafe and meets him in the street.
Hey.
Hey.
I was just coming over to see if you...
Finish working on the floor. Needs to dry overnight, so until then, there's nothing more to do.
Oh. Well, I thought we were going to do that later. Yeah. And Oliver and I could have helped you.
You do your thing. How's Oliver settling in?
Oh. I mean, it's taken him a minute to get used to a small town, but yeah, he's okay. No, he's good. He's good. Extra pair of hands. Never hurts. Yeah.
Hey, do they call it the Kris Kringle Kitchen all year round, or they change that during the summer?
Oh, well, they put little shorts on the Santa Claus on the sign in the summer. It's a bit of a wedding destination.
Tourist towns know what they're doing.
Yeah.
Oh, Kevin said that since we don't have access to the store, that we should go to the ice skating pond.
I don't remember saying anything like
There's
that.
There's an ice skating pond?
I knew you would love that.
Where is it?
It's just over the bridge.
What are we doing just standing here? Do they rent skates?
Yeah.
Let's go.
Meet you there.
Oh, okay. See you there.
See you guys.
Why don't you come along? Walk with me.
Sure.
At the pond, Hannah and Michelle man a refreshment stand.
Working good, David.
I'm really glad you and my brother seem to be getting closer.
Yeah. You sure? I mean, it's not like weird or anything for you.
Why would it be weird?
I've never seen you this happy. Either of you, in fact.
Woo!
Hey, guys.
Hey, Michelle. Come ski with us.
Yeah.
Oh, go ahead. We got the cocoa cup.
But don't expect any fancy moves out of me. I'm gonna do my best.
Come on, we got
I'm not really good at this.
This is where I learned to skate when I was a kid.
Really?
Yeah. It's a pretty special place.
Yeah.
Okay, here's a good view.
Kevin and Lisa watch from a bridge.
Oh, it's gorgeous. Wow. What?
He stares at her.
It's just, when you look at this town, you see the best of it. It's nice.
Well, Hannah told me that people had been skating on this pond for over 100 years, so what's not to love about that, right?
Come on down! The ice is warm!
Kevin and Lisa watch Oliver do a fancy spin on the ice.
Yeah, bronze medal.
It seems like you two, got it all figured out, huh?
Well, I mean, we do share a brain. It's kind of like when you spend that much time with someone, I guess. You just start to form a pretty solid team.
Yeah, it must be nice. Every job I take, I get this whole new crew of guys. It takes work to catch up.
Yeah, and you have to find a new place to get supplies.
Plus living out of a suitcase, laundromats.
Yes.
Staying single the whole time.
You know, Oliver and I are always complaining about being single.
Wait, what?
What?
You and Oliver aren't...
We're...
A thing?
No. No.
I guess I just thought...
No, we're not a thing. No. Look, we are best friends, but that's where it ends.
Okay, well, I guess instead of jumping to conclusions,
I... Should have gotten the whole story?
Yeah, it's embarrassing.
That is. It is embarrassing.
Mm-hmm.
For one of us. And that is why I'm going to save you right now and ask you to skate.
I would love to.
On the ice, he puts out a hand, and she takes it. They join the skaters.
Snow problem, snow worries. In the forecast, there'll be flurries. We'll be surrounded by mountains of white. Snow issue, snow reason, snow question, 'tis the season, when everything gets so festive and bright.
Scenes from the following days.
Let's get snowed in together, let the cold winds blow. Let's blame it on the weather, bring on the snow. Snow laughter, snow fighting, ever after, it's exciting. All around us there'll be forests of ice. Snow contest, snow talking, in the winter we'll go walking to snowflakes lost in paradise.
In the store.
This is for David.
Hey, Henry.
How's the church bells coming? Please tell me that you can time it so they'll just go off perfectly when Polly comes in the store.
Look, I'm sorry. I couldn't get it working. I did all I could, but the system is...
What, you want me to take a look? Maybe another set of eyes could...
No, I mean, you can.
No, I didn't...
It's okay.
It's cool. I'll take a look at it later.
It's all right. You've done a beautiful job. Both of you.
Thank you.
It looks great.
Henry watches the two.
There you go. You can have that one.
Kevin walks Lisa to the inn.
Yeah, so, Thomas told me he might be opening a new outpost for his logging company.
Yeah?
Yeah.
So I can choose between staying in Evergreen or moving to Maine.
Oh. Now, which way are you leaning?
Honestly, I'm...
I'm not sure.
She looks into his eyes. He pushes her hair back over her ear.
If I lived here, and I didn't have a business that took me all over the place.
And I don't know where I'm gonna end up.
And we might always end up in different places.
They lean in to kiss, but another couple coming from the inn interrupts them.
Oh, excuse me.
So, see you tomorrow?
She walks up the stairs. Kevin backs down the walkway.
See you then.
He slowly heads out. Show falls gently around him. The storybook page turns. A calendar clock flips to December 24th. A sign over Main Street reads, 49th Annual Evergreen Christmas Festival. A chorus sings. A box with sign, letters to Santa. Various games include a pin the nose on Rudolph game. A child drops a letter into the box with a smile.
Town gossip is my truck played matchmaker again.
Thank you.
Thank you. Thanks for taking such good care of him. And by the looks of it, the rest of the town.
That was mostly everybody else.
Well, as long as I've known you, Kevin Miller, you've always underestimated yourself. You covered it up with stubbornness, trying to make everything perfect.
All right. I'm aware. Aren't you supposed to be in Florida?
Yes, we spent a few days there, but it turns out we are evergreen people.
I'm happy for you, Allie. Ryan seems really great. And now the town has a doctor my dad will actually listen to. I met someone. And she's great. And she's probably just passing through.
Oh, curse of a tourist town. Yeah. Been there.
Yeah, it's like, why set yourself up with a heartbreak, right?
I'll tell you why. Because you could end up spending Christmas with someone. You know, I may have met Ryan at Christmas, but he only just moved here in August. We're only now figuring it out a year later.
So you're saying?
What I'm saying, Kevin, is when the person is right, everything is worth it. You make it work.
Kevin smiles and nods. Lisa walks into the decorated store. Kevin joins her from behind a counter.
Wow. You look amazing.
Thanks. You do too. What are you doing painting in a tie?
I'm being very careful.
Okay, good. What's this tree about?
I know I said two trees was overly ambitious, but maybe you were right.
What?
I said maybe you were right. I'm agreeing with you. Is this a sufficient amount of nodding for you, or do you need more?
I am enjoying this, yes.
I'm glad.
Does look good, doesn't it?
Lucky for us, Nick contributed to the cause.
Oh, yeah, right. Polly's gonna be here soon, so we should get started.
Yeah, let's do it.
Yeah.
They take Nick's box of decorations and start the tree.
It's pretty.
Hey, you know, we've been so busy, I realized I never thanked you.
Thank me for what?
Oh, yeah, this place is pretty good. Putting these things together. This year feels more magical. It just feels like home. You did that.
You're welcome. So, does this mean that you've given more thought to Thomas's offer of staying here instead of going to Maine?
I don't know. I mean, I love this town. I'm not sure exactly what's here for me.
Well, I mean, what if there was something here for you? I mean, what if somebody that you wanted to spend Christmas with?
Well, then, yeah.
They gaze at each other.
Are you thinking about it?
Maybe. I don't know, maybe a little.
He puts a hand to her cheek and they lean in. Michelle interrupts.
Merry Christmas.
Hey.
Merry Christmas.
I came looking for some candles for the processional.
Yeah. Yeah, I actually saw some in there yesterday.
Of course you did, because Daisy would never let me down.
Kevin points her in the right direction and then reaches to Lisa's cheek again. As they lean in to kiss, Hannah, David, and Thomas walk in.
Maybe she considered taking that bell down.
Wow. That looks so good in here, guys.
Thank you.
Did Michelle come through here?
Back room.
Okay. Whoa. Another tree.
Yeah.
Can I help decorate?
Back room.
Yes, of course you can, sweetheart. You did such a good job on the one
it
out front.
Great.
Yes, you may.
Thomas finds Michelle.
Hey, you okay? You need some help?
Oh, no. I just need to look for this. Where are they? Yes. I found them. They're here. Way to go, Daisy. Still coming through in a pinch.
Wow. You really do think of everything.
More like overthink. You know, I'm a little scared that maybe once you get to know me more...
Hey, you listen. None of what you feel worries me, Michelle. You think I don't spend a lot of time worrying and thinking about the complications? And I'd like to still keep getting to know you, Michelle. Either way.
He takes her hand.
Because I like you. I like this.
She smiles and kisses him on the cheek.
David, I have something for you.
She hands him a red toy car.
Nick wanted me to give this to you.
Whoa. Thank you.
You're welcome.
Does it have a remote?
Oh, no, I don't think it has a remote. It's pretty old. I think they worked a little bit differently back then.
Polly!
Oh, Lisa! This store is absolutely gorgeous. I love it. Look at these gorgeous pillows. They must have been hand done. What a cute touch. I love. And look, that's beautiful. Those nutcrackers are all lined up and ready to go. Oh, my goodness. And they've got their maple syrup, which I love. Oh, everything is it's just.
It's incredible.
It's exquisite. Right. It really is. I love it. The way you mix the antique items with the new items is very smart.
Bye.
See you later.
Bye. See ya.
Wait, Abby, you're going too?
Yeah, listen. Do your thing. Work your magic. But, we'll talk later.
Handcrafted paper, would you look at that?
Oliver joins Lisa.
You two have really done it again. It's quaint, it's charming,
it's
just fascinating merchandise. I just love everything. It's just beautiful. Absolutely stunning. Beautiful the way you've laid it out.
I can't tell you how much this means to us, Polly.
And I'm not going to lie.
What?
I came here with offers for the both of you. And I wanted to do it in person. I'm so sorry to have wasted your time. You have a beautiful store, and I know you'll have no problem in selling it.
I'll give you a minute.
Thank you.
Esri leaves.
I came to offer you jobs.
What?
Come work for me. Help me expand. And over time, you'll become co-owners and eventually have your own store.
Lisa and Oliver smile.
Yeah?
Merry Christmas! Who wants a cookie?
Ezra, it'll happen next time. It's a great store.
Appreciate that. Thanks.
Well, that was lovely. Think about that offer, you two.
Merry Christmas.
Lisa and Oliver see Polly off. Kevin watches them.
It would mean our own store, Lisa. How many times have you said you want it back?
I know. It's like a dream being handed to us.
And right there in Boston.
I'd be the idiots not to take it.
We would.
Kevin. Hey. Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas, guys.
Hey, Thomas, I made my decision.
Good tidings for Christmas and a happy new year. We wish you a merry Christmas. We wish you a merry Christmas.
Kevin gets in his own truck. Elsewhere, Lisa and Oliver talk
Oliver
to Ezra.
Oliver will be managing one of Polly's stores in Boston.
Oh, expanding quickly.
Yes, we are, which is why we would like to buy Daisy's and run it just like Daisy did.
What? Yes. I accept. Yes, that's amazing. Are you staying in town?
Yes, I will be.
It's a deal.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Right on. Okay, go find Kevin. Tell him.
Yes.
Oh, he didn't tell you.
What?
He left. Told Thomas he wanted the job in Maine.
When did he do that?
A few minutes ago.
Lisa knits her brow and turns to look for Kevin. The storybook page flips. Allie and Michelle work in the store. Lisa comes through the door.
Merry Christmas Eve, Lisa.
Merry Christmas Eve.
Wait, you're Lisa.
I'm Allie. Apparently we went to kindergarten together.
Yes, you wore overalls and you always talked about puppies.
Yes, and you, very good with glue. Always had a clean workspace.
Yeah, that was me. That was definitely me. Oh, by the way, I love your truck.
Oh, everyone loves my truck. How are you finding Evergreen?
Evergreen is... I thought I was going to come here and feel this rush of nostalgia and get it all out of my system and then just go back to my own little world.
But instead...
It's just like home all over again.
You're not the first person that's happened to, believe me. So... mailing a letter to Santa?
No, actually, this is not my letter.
Kevin's letter has given us a whole lot to work with this Christmas.
Yeah, it has. It's kind of been like the guide to selling this place.
Let's just hope it works and convinces a buyer to take this place.
No, Michelle, do you not know? Oliver and I bought Daisy's.
Wait, what? You bought this place?
Yes!
No way! You did? Oh my goodness! Oh, I was so hoping you would buy it. God, I'm so happy about this. And that means you're gonna stay in town?
Yeah.
Well, Kevin said you bought a store in Boston.
No. Kevin's got it all wrong. Where is he anyway? I see his truck out there and I just... No, it's not his truck that came here. That's your truck.
Can I just butt in and say, I don't think this is Kevin's letter.
What? Wait a minute, why would you say it's dated and the initials are KM?
Yeah, but all the H's are missing. I think you guys might be looking at the wrong Miller.
Oliver has my car. Could you give me a ride?
I'll do you one better. Take my truck.
Thank you.
Lisa rushes out. A crowd dances and mills in Main Street. Michelle greets Hannah, David, and Thomas.
Hey, you guys ready for the festival?
Yeah. But I still wish we'd figure out where the key went.
There you are.
Oh, hey, Nick, Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas, everyone.
Thanks for the car, Nick. I really...
That's why I was looking for it. On my way here, I reached into my pocket and found this.
What is it?
I forgot to put it in the box. This toy has a wind-up key that makes the mechanism inside it.
The car whizzes across the pavement.
Wait a minute. I'm Hannah. Are you thinking what I'm thinking?
Yes, we've been looking the wrong place the whole time.
Dad, can I?
Yeah, go.
We'll see you at the festival.
Yeah, we'll see you at the festival. Catch up.
There it is.
David and Hannah run off.
Come on, Hannah.
Michelle shakes the snow globe and closes her eyes.
Please.
Allie's truck pulls into Henry's tree lot. Kevin is loading a typewriter onto his own truck.
You were just gonna leave and not say goodbye?
I was gonna drop off a note.
Typed?
Actually.
actually, yeah. I had it fixed for my dad for Christmas.
Oh. So the H and the J keys are working?
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay, Henry Miller.
KHM. Kevin, why did you let me think that was your letter and not your dad's?
When I saw that letter, I knew exactly the year that he wrote it. I didn't know what to ask for in a letter to Santa back then. Everything without my mom just felt different. But I didn't want to disappoint him, so I went with an empty envelope.
Young Kevin drops an envelope into the Santa mailbox and watches Lisa get into the red car.
And then, in the corner of my eye, I saw my dad put a letter in the mailbox. And I never knew what it said until now.
I remember you.
We were both there at the same time.
But I'm confused. So you did all this with the store and the festival because of the letter?
It was you.
Present day Lisa and Kevin.
You swept in here and for the first time in a while, I got back a piece of what Christmas used to be. Then when I read the letter and I realized it was from my dad, it was just more of a reason.
This was all you're doing, son?
Henry sees them and walks out from the barn.
Wrote that letter 25 years ago. When the townspeople...
They brought your mother back.
Preparing the candlelight procession and the choir.
I just wanted you to have what you asked for in the letter.
They hug.
You did, son. You did. You both did. Thank you.
You're so welcome.
She hugs Henry.
There it is.
Hannah and David spy a keyhole. The street, Michelle hands out candles.
Merry Christmas, Allie! Merry Christmas!
The townspeople pause and look around. Lisa, Kevin, and Henry pause and look up.
Are those church bells? Is that the bells?
Kevin and Lisa hug, then run with Henry to the truck.
Come on, Henry.
Come on.
In the church, Hannah and David dance with their hands over their ears. The red truck pulls up to the celebration. Lisa, Henry, and Kevin look up at the bells.
That Christmas party.
It
too, Daisy.
A procession of people walks through the town as the choir sings. Everyone holds lighted candles. Hannah and David walk into the snow.
Holy infant,
wow. It's snowing. It's beautiful.
Sleep in heavenly peace.
Merry Christmas, David.
Silent night.
Henry hands them candles. Thomas and Michelle stand together.
This place, it's magical.
You should see it the other seasons.
Well, it looks like I'm going to. We'll be opening up a new location down here over the summer.
Lisa stands with Kevin.
I didn't take the job in Boston.
You
bought daisies. I'm staying here.
Guess I should have gotten the whole story.
They kiss.
So it looks like you'll be joining me at the new location.
Kevin continues kissing Lisa.
Yeah. Can we shake on it later?
We wish you a Merry Christmas. We wish you a Merry Christmas. We wish you a Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year. We wish you a Merry Christmas. We wish you a Merry Christmas. We wish you a Merry Christmas and a Happy
Lisa,
New Year.
Lisa, the key. What's for the bells?
How did you figure that out?
I realized that if I added up everything Nick said, it pointed to the church.
Merry Christmas, Kevin.
Merry Christmas, Lisa.
They kiss again.
And so the town once again celebrated Christmas like they used to. All the while remembering that keeping family and friends close for Christmas is the greatest evergreen tradition of them all.
Storybook closes.